listen to the people who are calling us names. I can feel the sunlight shining in. Well, hello everyone. I'm Brian, and today is Tuesday, August 9th, 2022, and this is episode 166 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And the episode title today is A Step in the Right Direction. And I'm going to talk about a little plan we might have come up with. I mean, it's been kind of generally in the works as far as what we're planning on, but kind of sat down as the house is listed and we have interest in it. And eventually, at some time, the house will have to sell. Sooner or later, I would think. So we need to know what we're going to do. So we have started formulating a rough plan. We've come up with that. I want to talk about some stuff I missed out on yesterday. Didn't quite get to some new products on the website, a little website work this past weekend. And then a little story about a cord I made down in Tennessee and a little promo for a video coming out soon. But that's what I got. That's what I got today. Yeah, item of the week is that Fold app and Fold card. I used it, or actually, I finished verifying it yesterday. So I downloaded it, I think, on Friday when I finally had heard enough and checked it out. Friday when I got home from work, checked it out, downloaded the app, signed up through Josh's link. Signed up through the link, downloaded the app, started looking at it more and more and more, requested my card. Went on, it was super easy to link my bank account and then did the verification process yesterday with the two little deposits. You've probably done that before at some point. And it's linked. I'm just waiting for the card to show up. I have not transferred any funds yet, but I can transfer directly from my bank account. I'm going to grab this mosquito or he's going to drive me insane. So easy. Transfer directly from the bank account, load up that card. I can buy gift cards for places that we shop already, like Amazon and things like that. And then also use that debit card and get crypto back for the purchases I'm making anyway. So I'm thinking we might load up and do our grocery and gas shopping on it. Corey and I usually do those things together. So if we know approximately what we're going to spend anyway, load that on there. You do it through direct deposit. You can do it through bank transfer. You can load it with your debit card. So it's looked pretty good. I'm going to actually here during the show, I was looking earlier. Yeah, in about 5 minutes, I get to spin my daily spin. Shows up that I can earn some satoshis. And yesterday, dropped something on the floor. Don't want the dogs to eat it. So they're like vacuum cleaners. Anything hits the floor, they just come along, suck it up. And so you make sure when you drop something, you pick it up so they don't get it. You get a spin. I earned an extra spin yesterday. I'm not sure. I think by linking my bank account, I don't know. I haven't really figured it all out yet. All I know is I'm earning Satoshis and stacking Satoshis for doing little things and then just things I'm doing anyway. So check it out. Link in the show description, in the show notes down there below. If you click that link, you will end up helping me out and helping yourself out. You will get 5,000 sats for signing up through that link. That's 5,000 Satoshis. When Bitcoin goes up, man, wherever it stops, that could be a decent chunk of change that you get for just using my link and signing up. I don't get anything out of it unless you go forward and figure out that you want to use that debit card. You want to use that debit card and order it up and end up using it. Then I get a little reward every time you use it, which is super cool, I get like between 1 and 50 sats, which is like a fraction of a cent. So I don't get too excited, but hey, if you guys spread the word, use that link, and I get a decent amount of people, a little times a lot might turn out to be something. So there is that. Definitely check it out. Click that link below. Sign up for the app. And check it out. It might not be for you, but maybe it is. Maybe you just want to earn for just spending. So hey, everybody over in the chat. Good morning, Mike over there in the Philippines. Good morning, Martinson family up there up north. We have two foreigners and me. I guess you're not foreigners where you are. But yeah, two foreigners to me. We got Canada and the Philippines there in the chat this morning. So good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. So yeah, coffee this morning is fantastic. I was in, so I've been using the shower in the house every morning still since we have it, just to run in with my job. Just long story, not to have to transfer water out to the camper and dick around with that and everything. So it's just there. So I've been doing that. And then while I'm in there, I heat up the water for my coffee and make my French press in there. It's just easier. You don't have to clean it up out here. So I keep everything in there. Yesterday, I used almost the rest of the bag of my Get Shit Done Blend bag that I was using. So I had a little bit left. I thought to myself, hey, I better bring another bag out for the morning. Totally blew my mind. Didn't think about it. Didn't bring it out. So this morning I'm in there and I pour it in the grinder and it's, man, just under half, I would say, of what I normally put in. So run out to the camper real quick. Blind grab a bag in because the lights weren't on yet. Corey was sleeping in a few extra minutes. And so I blind grabbed into the cupboard that had the coffee. Grab a bag. Run in. I thought I had GSD blend. That's all I had left. Excuse me. So I run in and I open the bag and I look at it and it was the FTO blonde espresso. Well, anything from Food Forest Farms is good. So I went for it. I dumped it in. It was like a half and half mix of Get Shit Done blend and FTO blonde espresso. Whew, turned out good. Definitely turned out good. I don't know if it turned out good enough for me to mix up a pound and a pound, half and half, but thinking about it, I know a coffee roaster might be able to help me out. I don't know if I want to hold back. Brian, hold off. Don't do that until I think about it, but I might try it again. We might have to work something out. Definitely check out my Get Shit Done Blend coffee in the show notes or at the website. Sorry. TheLostProject.com/shop. Got coffee over there. It is fantastic. It'll get you going. It'll wind you up in the morning and shoot you out that door so you can get some shit done. Other than that, check out Food Forest Farms and Brian's Coffee Club over there. The new C4 Coffee Cannabinoid Consulting Club. I think it's how. I might have got those in the wrong order. But anyway, I'm going to do my spin here on Fold and let you guys know what I won today. Here we go. Spinning. With that, let's see. I'm going to start talking about plan. Here we go. 10 Satoshis. Perfect. Yeah, that was easy, wasn't it? I didn't even do anything. I just, hit the button. Anyway, but let me get to the first topic of the day. Sorry, a little distracted this morning doing all this other crap and having really good coffee. But let's see. May have a plan. Step in the right direction. We figured it out. I don't know if we figured it completely out, but Corey and I have been talking. We've kind of been in limbo here. Not sure. Keeping ideas open, keeping options open of what we want to do when we sell the house. It just wasn't close enough to make a solid plan. But now that it's listed, now that we have a bunch of showings, we have some interest, possible, you know, offers could be coming in whenever. So we want to be prepared if that happens, because my ideal situation is somebody comes in and says cash offer, 7-day close, and we're like, yeehaw, let's get the hell out of here. Corey has got a temporary approval to work for her company on the road or on the way to a location. And I am going to try to figure out what we are doing as we go, as far as income and job. So probably in a location where we get there, we need some money or whatever, I'll just pick up some side work or hustle for something or whatever. So we are able to go whenever. We have all our stuff decided, what we're taking with us pretty much. Still need to really get it all packed in and make sure it fits and blah blah blah, but that's last minute stuff here in my brain because it could all change anyway. But anyway, we wanted to really figure out what we were doing, when we take off, where we're kind of headed, what direction, and nothing specific. That's kind of the point of this whole journey, but we came up with an idea. I had been contemplating it for quite a while. I think it was kind of stuck in the back of my head, doing its own processing, figuring it out. Corey is pretty much open to whatever. She just wants to be kind of along for the ride and really enjoy it and be in the moment. So I proposed this to her. I kind of was sitting around doing some software upgrades at work. I was sitting around in my van and daydreaming and not paying enough attention to what I was doing, but thinking about life and what kind of looked what we wanted to look at. And so what we decided is, I think when we sell the house, we're going to take off, kind of evaluate the whole time at the farm. Takes some time, take a few days, look at what we made from the house and what we have left, what we want to spend, how we want to divide that up. And just take some time and really contemplate and sit for a few days. We were thinking about possibly doing that with no internet, to really dive in and talk and go over things and not be distracted. And I got a nice big fuzzball. Not be distracted. Yeah, just like that. Not distracted. That's easy for me. Really easy for me. But anyway, kind of just circle around and get some stuff on paper and talk. And then we want to head down to the general area if we decided of Tennessee, Kentucky, Southeast Missouri, that general area, just whole area we're okay with. We have nothing dead set. We want to keep our options open and find probably the best value we can for the parameters we're looking for. Once we get down there, hop around. We have options. We have campgrounds. We have hip camps. We have friends. We have work share. All sorts of community down there. So I don't think finding a place to park is going to be an issue. It's just going to be the situation that we're comfortable with, the person we're staying with is comfortable with, or how much we want to spend weekly on a spot to park. And we're going to look. We'll diligently look for a piece of property. We want to pick up our first property. And if, as the Lots Project develops, it would always be property number one. We are open to size, but we want to do raw land. If there's electric and water on it, I'm not going to say no. That's always just an expense that you never have to put in if it's already there. But kind of looking for raw land. And once we find a spot, buy it cash. Really hope to buy it cash. Hope it really just fits in the budget to be done with it. Owe taxes every year. We'll pick up that property and set up a spot for us, it will be ours. A little bigger, a little nicer than a typical like hip camp. Obviously we want to end up developing it into possibly a long-term home or kind of the master site on the property. And then as we set up there, dig in and cut out some tending sites, some RV sites, depending on how big the property is, the setup of it, whatever makes sense. Start running hip camp on it as soon as possible to generate a little cash flow and start doing a design of the property through the permaculture lens, get some consulting, do some digging myself and really design it, develop it. We'll probably do that before we cut sites in, but really develop that plan around where we want our place. And then at that point, we're going to be kind of open and take a couple different directions. Might look for, we plan on documenting all this. Probably the Lost Project podcast, a bunch of videos and whatnot. And as we get towards the end of where we feel comfortable, where we would be able to leave, we're either going to look for another property ourselves. We might look to do this for a property for someone else. We're not sure at this point. So some of the options we have is to stay put, just run it as a hip camp and develop our little plot in the back or the front or wherever it works out. We're just kind of doing this blind at the moment and going with it as we go. But the general plan. But then when we get it set up, we'll have that option of staying there, staying put, kind of what's going on in the world, what's going on, whether we want to leave. And then, yes, find a new property for us, find one for someone else and take off. And who's going to take care of it? I think we would probably try to hire some sort of intern, a permaculture, somebody that just got done with their PDC that doesn't really have anywhere to go. Someone that wants to trade a spot to stay for keeping and developing the property. To stay in that number one spot and keep developing the property, keep working on it, and you have free land to stay on. And all I need you to do is show me what you're doing and work the plan and work the design that we've come up with. I don't know. I think it's kind of reasonable. I think it would definitely work out. That is the general plan. Obviously, we are open to the winds of change. Open to the winds of change, and as it goes, yes, we do, Martinson family. We have a worldwide coffee chat going on this morning here on the YouTube, the Lots Project YouTube podcast live feed. We are coming from Canada. We are coming from the Philippines. We are coming from the U.S. All we need is somebody from, let's say Italy, and then, Antarctica. Oh, we're not allowed to go to Antarctica. Anyway, yeah, that's the plan. We are flexible, but that is where we're kind of pointed at this moment. Things obviously could change. We're up. We're in the wind. So just wanted to give an update on that. We had thought about that. We talked about it quite a bit, and that's kind of what we're settling on. And I thought I would share it with you guys because it's going to take the direction of the show the way it's going to go. I'm excited to get on the road. I'm excited to share all that adventure with you guys. And that's going to be the meat of the program going forward once that happens. So thought it was relevant to bring up. So other than that, what I have on my list today, this past weekend, I worked on the website. I got a page. I got a page more developed. I guess I had both of these pages on there before, and they are listed under the same menu in the top menu bar. I think it's recommended products. I have both an affiliate links page and then a recommended products page. If you click on either one of those, brings up a table at the top. So the names of all the different things, the names of all the places I have affiliate links with, and then all the recommended products that we have. You click on those and it auto scrolls you down to a little blurb about it. With the affiliate links, basically it is a who they are and what they provide and why I chose them, and links to their site, obviously my affiliate links to go to their site. So if you want to check out who we're associated with, who I've worked with, out deals with, or just join their affiliate programs, go ahead and check out that affiliate page. Cool stuff. If you want to save that Amazon homepage link, you can. That will always get you into our tracking with our affiliate sales. If you click on that, if you save it as a bookmark, you can always go there and support us with your affiliate sales from Amazon. I will be working on that, adding more. It's tough. I do it. I'm self-taught on WordPress. And so I'll do a bunch of it and I'll get pretty proficient at it. And then I will move on to something else and not do it for a while. And then it takes me a little while to get back into it. But I think after this past weekend, I should be able to pound out some more. I have a bunch of things I want to get on that affiliate list and some programs that I'm applying for. So exciting. Stay tuned for that. And then the other page I was working on this weekend was our recommended products. And that is set up similar where you click on the link at the top of the product name. It scrolls you down to the product. There's a brief write-up. There's links to blog posts. If I did a blog post about the product, and then any videos or anything in the link in the write-up, they're all links. So definitely check those out, and they'll be added more added soon for sure. That is kind of the focus for me right now, is the website, the YouTube channel and stuff like that. So I'm getting those going. As far as getting those going, I was sitting around, I don't know if it was Friday night, Saturday morning, I was drinking my coffee and I was, must've been Saturday morning. I was drinking coffee cause I almost spit it out. And I was scrolling along and somebody on Facebook, I don't know. It's funny. It's just garbage humor. Dumpster humor. I don't know what you call it, but, it was just scrolling along and I saw a little sign that said, I think it said sliding a Biden. Hold on, I'm sliding a Biden. And it was a picture of a dog taking a crap. And I was like, it was one of those laughs that just kind of sneaks up on you. I don't know. It wasn't a belly laugh by any means, but I almost spit my coffee out. So I was like, I like that. So I spent some time. I went over to the website. I took that. I downloaded it. I converted it. I threw it on some t-shirts. I threw it on some mugs. I'm an anarchist. I don't give a shit about Biden. I don't give a shit about Trump. I don't give a shit about any of them. But that shit made me chuckle. So I got a website. I got a way to make t-shirts and mugs. So I made one. And then I was like, oh, dog shit. I got another French press to make. I got another French press to drink. I need to make a new one. So I edited that up and made it not a dog, but a human taking a poo, and made another set. So definitely head on over to thelotsproject.com/shop and under NSFW, the Not Safe for Work section. I got some mugs and t-shirts. I got Sliding Biden. I got Alfred Hitchcock. And so more of those coming. I'm just going to throw up the weird, quirky, oddity ball things that you might want to check out, and things that you might want to send as a gift or a prank to somebody. Or if you just want to piss people off because you just don't care and you know it'll irritate at least someone if you have it. Pick them up. Mugs. Mugs are $10. Mugs are $10. I don't make much off them. But they're fun. They're fun to make. And if I can offer them for $10, people can pick them up and have a smile in the morning while they're drinking their coffee. Perfect. Perfect. So head on over there, check them out. I'm going to be throwing up more and just throwing products out there. If you have a product that you would like to see, definitely let me know. I'm going to be working on some Grounded Souls stuff. Corey is really enjoying doing that. She's enjoying doing the videos and running the TikTok. And she asked if I would throw some products up for her. So it doesn't really fit in with her Baby Walter and Company stuff, but it does fit in with living outside the system because, I mean, grounding and stuff, not wearing shoes is not really system-like. So, definitely living outside the system. So I'm going to throw her up a section in the shop. She has her Corey's collection of yoga mats and stuff. So if you want any specific Grounded Souls products that you'd be interested in picking up or think I should get on the site, definitely let me know. You can hit me up in the Telegram chat at t.me/lotschat or email me at info@thelotsproject.com. Grounded Soul stuff. Think of yoga mats. I don't know. I got to really dig through that catalog, see what kind of goes with that hippy dippy shit. Hippy dippy shit. I've been doing it all the time and it feels great. Honestly, she's dug in. I have to wear work boots every day. So on the weekend, I tried to be barefoot as much as I could. And I was a lot, quite a bit. And we'll go back to work on Monday and I can't wait to get my boots off when I get home. So, I might have to give it to her. I might have to give it to her that she was right. Hey, K-Bonk, how you doing this morning? Thanks for joining us on our worldwide coffee chat. You are the U.S. delegate in the chat this morning. So welcome. So I've been doing the grounding stuff and the barefoot walking, and I do think there might be something to it. Something about the fact when I walk barefoot down the road, I can feel my shoulders tingle with the rocks rubbing on the bottom of my feet. I don't know. Something to it for sure. I'm going to keep doing it. It makes me feel better. So maybe you want to try it. Maybe you want to check out her videos at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Happy Hills Homestead. Yes, it doesn't say The Lots Project. It's Happy Hills Homestead. But if you search for The Lots Project on YouTube, you will find it. Check out those videos. Be sure to subscribe. We are trying to grow that to 1,000 members. And real quick, I'm going to tell you, Corey, I'm going to tell you a story about a cord. I'm at 24 minutes and 50 seconds. I'm going to tell this story and then we're going to wrap it up. But we were down in Tennessee. I had looked at the hip camp reservation we had for a few days down there and it had electric. We were paying for electric. They had 30 amp service. in the listing, I just blew past the fact that they had, I needed an extension cord, and they suggested 100 feet. I'm sure I read it. I'm sure I thought about it. And then I'm sure it just went out the back of my brain because it was the last stop on our trip on the way down. And so we get down there and we pull in. I'm like, ah, shit, extension cord. Where the hell are you going to get a 100-foot, 30-amp extension cord in Camden, Tennessee? I don't know. Probably not anywhere. But anyway, there was a Lowe's close. There was a camping store probably 100-plus miles away. Go over to the Lowe's. Look for extension cord. They didn't have one. Look for welding leads. They don't have them. I'm like, shit, I got to buy some 10-gauge cable. I have to buy ends. I'll make a cord. Not a big deal. I do it at work all the time. Buy the cable, buy the ends, get back to camp, 20-minute drive probably, open the package, look at the cable end, and it was for 220, not 110. Yeah, back to Lowe's, because that's not going to work. I didn't have an adapter, didn't have the right adapter, and so back to Lowe's, return those, because they're like $25 a piece, and I buy the right ends. Or I attempted to buy the right ends. I went over, couldn't find them. They didn't have outdoor, they didn't have camping ends. They didn't have outdoor rated ends. What I ended up finding to use for my cable, for my cord, that I ended up using at Ken's house when we stopped there. But this was a rigged up beauty. It was a dryer end for a cable. So if you're buying a cable for your dryer, you need to put an end on it. That was the male end. The male end with the little pokey things in it that go into the female end. I did a TikTok about that the other day. But anyway, the male end was the dryer end. Well, you don't make a dryer cord and put a female end on it. It's just not something you do. So why would they have those? They don't. You know where you plug your dryer into? Into the wall. You know what they need when you put a outlet in the wall? A junction box. They don't make enclosed plugs with a female end for 30 amp in the dryer section. And that's the only 30 amps I was finding. So what does Brian do? Picks up a box, junction box, plug, tape, faceplate, mounting plate, everything. I made my own box and then I coated it in electrical tape. Yeah, it was pretty rigged. It was rigged, but guess what? It worked. I was able to plug that in. Plastic box. Yep, it was. I was able to plug that in all weekend. It was sealed up. It worked great. I used it at the campsite. We had put the dogs in the camper to go over to Self-Reliance Festival, and we had to leave them in there all day, and it was hot. And being closed up so they didn't bark, really hot. So we wanted to make sure the air was on and the generator didn't turn off. So, yeah, we made it work. It was a very expensive extension cord. We got back to Minnesota, and it just sat there. Recently, I ordered the proper ends for it off of Amazon, and I'm currently editing up the video of, the story of the cord and then a video putting the proper ends on it, and those should be up here in the next few days, so keep an eye out for those. I will definitely let you know when they get posted, but just wanted to get that story told that was on my list for this weekend, and it's a fun little one. And it kind of leads into the question of the day. Question of the day today over the Telegram chat. That's T dot. Yeah, goop for ceiling works. Yeah, but I wanted to be able to take it apart and put the real end on it when we got back. So, it was all right. I guess I could have just lopped off the end. But anyway, I'm going to ask that question of the day over at the Telegram chat. That's t.me/lotschat. t.me/lotschat. Question of the day. You ever had to make something work in a pinch? You ever had to use something that definitely was not intended for what the purpose you are using it for, but it works? Maybe it was safe. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it worked. Maybe it didn't. Head on over to the Lots Project chat and chime in on that. We got a great group of people that get that conversation rolling every morning with answers to the question, and it spurs conversation all day. So that's why I do it. I'll get that pinned up here over in the chat in the next few minutes after I finish the show. Other than that, Fireside Freedom tonight, I am hosting tonight. We're going to be talking about getting prepared for fall, the things you do, maybe the fall, maybe fall. I don't know. Tim's going to join me. Kerry Brown, Nate LeMaster, maybe Thesia. I'm not sure. We'll see who shows up. We are always open for a few people to join that round table, sit around the fire, and kick around ideas. It should be fun. Hold on. Read a comment down here from K-Bong. Oh, is that isopropyl alcohol? I see Tip ISO will remove hot glue and goop from plastic. ISO, I have to assume, is isopropyl. Maybe. Hit me up in the comments and let me know, K-Bonk, and I will be sure to get that answer later. If you get it, you might be a little delayed, so I might have to get it later. Anyway, Fireside Freedom tonight. Check it out, 7 Central on YouTube, Float Odyssey, firesidefreedom.net, or any podcast player. Yes, isopropyl alcohol. Nice. That's a code language that ISO I was able to pick up on that. So nice. Check out the YouTube. Check out the website. Share everything, guys. I appreciate it. I'm running a little late here, so I'm going to wrap it up quick. You can always find me on lotsproject.com, Float, Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all those other podcast 2.0 value for value podcast players. Hey, it's Tuesday. I burned through it. I got through this list. We're going to come back on Wednesday with something new tomorrow. Have a great day, guys, and we will talk to you then.